remember where we're coming from. Boom. Never forget home. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Government introduces one denominated mining tax payment. Cooking oil prices likely to rise as industry warns against 50% raw material duty. Trump claims U.S. oil firm could be up and running in Venezuela within 18 months.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Julalam. Finance and National Planning Minister Sumbeko Msokotwane has announced that following the government's decision to begin collecting part of mining taxes in Chinese yuan, about 15% of mining sector taxes is expected to be paid in the Chinese currency. Speaking during a press briefing this afternoon, Dr. Msokotwane says 60% of mining taxes will be collected in the United States dollars, a reduction from the previous 73% as a result of the new policy. He adds that 25% of mining taxes will be collected in the kwacha. Dr. Msokotwane explained that the decision to collect some taxes in the yuan is aimed at enabling the government to service its debt to China more efficiently. He says instead of converting the US dollars into yuan, a process that may result in exchange rate losses, the government will now be able to settle Chinese debt obligations directly in yuan.
The overwhelming majority of the taxes are still paid in US dollars. I think roughly about 60%, slightly even more. So 73% is payable in US dollars as we speak right now. And it is expected that I think the Zambian kwacha, the figures that I was quoting came from the Commissioner General. Now come to 2026, the expectation is that the U.S. taxes paid in U.S. dollars will be 60%. In other words, of the total mining taxes paid, 60% will be in the U.S. currency.
Government says 90% of funds meant to clear the outstanding balance owed to farmers have already been deposited in banks, with the remaining 10% expected to be deposited by tomorrow. And the government has cautioned its officials and members of the UPND against demonizing Lusaka Diocese Archbishop Alec Banda following his summoning by the Drug Enforcement Commission yesterday. Speaking during a press briefing this morning, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa explained that delays in paying farmers were mainly due to payments processed through mobile money platforms and other digital systems. Mr. Mwetwa since appeals to the banks to speed up payments processes to ensure farmers receive their funds promptly.
The majority of those who are doing that are not even farmers themselves. They don't even have a field. They just have a phone and bundles to confuse the politics of the nation. We remain focused under the able leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. The farmers will be paid. As I speak now, I have had first to confirm with the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Agriculture and the FRA, that 90% of the funding for the outstanding payments to farmers are already in the banks.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa says Archbishop Banda should not be demonized for being asked to account for matters raised by law enforcement agencies. Mr. Mwetwa says Dr. Banda is not the first individual to be requested to appear before the law enforcement officers to assist with investigations, adding that UPND members and the government officials should refrain from using derogatory language against the Archbishop.
No one should deem him as guilty, because the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, says so, that he and any other in those circumstances are presumed innocent until proven guilty. Let me, by extension, address citizens, particularly those who may have an affinity with the party and government in office, that no one should ostracize Dr. Alick Banda. No one should call names to Dr. Alick Banda. Remember, and this is not a threat, this is just a reminder, that you may mean well by trying to denounce him, but remember our cyber laws.
The Croatian Edible Oil Association has warned that the government's decision to reintroduce a 50% duty on the importation of manufacturing raw materials could trigger an increase in the price of basic commodities such as cooking oil. Association Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Jubumba has explained that the government in 2020 suspended customs duty on raw materials to support local production and cushion manufacturers. However, he says the measure was reversed last year through a new statutory instrument which reimposed a 50% duty on the importation of these materials. Dr. Jubumba has stated that the decision is expected to directly impact commodity prices, as manufacturers will be compelled to pass on the increased production costs to consumers. He adds that the higher duty has already inflated manufacturing costs, putting pressure on industry players and threatening business viability.
Under SI 110 of 2020, then they've introduced a new SI last year, so now it's 50% only that you can get. So I'm expecting that that is going to start pushing prices up a little bit. Yes, and everything else which is imported, because the duty suspension, everything which is the duty suspension meant that there was no duty on inputs used for manufacturing under SI 110. SI 110 was to support manufacturing industry. So a suspended duty on inputs used in the manufacturing process.
The Saudi Drivers Association of Zambia has welcomed Zambia's hosting of the International Conference of the Great Lakes Region, saying the summit offers a critical opportunity to address persistent security threats faced by commercial drivers operating in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Association President Eugene Idlovu told Millennium Radio that insecurity in parts of the DRC remains a serious concern for Zambian and regional drivers engaged in cross-border trade. He says many drivers have in recent months been subjected to attacks, harassment and threats to their safety, disruptions that continue to affect the smooth flow of goods and services across the region. Mr. Delovo has stated that while the ICGLR meeting will largely focus on broader security challenges affecting the DRC, the association is hopeful that the plight of commercial drivers will form part of the discussions. He adds that Zambia's hosting of the summit offers an opportunity for regional leaders to hear first-hand account of what drivers are going through and develop practical and coordinated safety measures.
Once the meeting gets to that level, we also wish to see the presence of these peacekeepers along Kasumbalesa Kolwezi Strait, especially in hotspot places where the hijacking and attacks have been taking place. So it's a welcome move. We pray and hope for the best out of the same meeting, and we'll keep our ears on the ground to see what our government, through ministers of defense, will discuss pertaining the welfare and security of our members.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Noah Kabuita has urged the government to open up the mining sector to more investors in order to boost national revenue. Mr. Kabuita says the government has already introduced incentives such as the 5- and 10-year tax holidays to attract mining companies, and while these may initially reduce tax collections, the country still stands to benefit if more investors enter the sector. He explains that an increase in the number of mining firms would result